through four specific practices that there's a principle behind them, that if you understand the principle and start to progressively begin to practice it, you can come to a day in your life where you could say, I've learned to be content. Just like you can say, I can run windows. Just like you can say, I can ride a bike. Just like you can say, I've mastered this or that. You can learn to be content. It's pretty exciting. Questions how? Contrary to the lie that I'll be content when my circumstances align with my desires, the first secret of contentment is learning our contentment principle number one is not dependent on our circumstances. See, unconsciously, what you've been taught, what I've been taught, what the world teaches us, what each commercial says is, here's your circumstances over here, and here's your desires. Someday, some way, through lots of things, when your circumstances and desires align, then you can be happy. Then you can be satisfied. I call it the when-then syndrome. Here's the when. When I get married, then I'll be happy. When I have a great job, then I'll be happy. When my marriage is on all cylinders, then I'll be happy. When we have a child, when we have more money, when we have a second house, when we remodel the bathroom, when I make the cheerleading squad, when I finally score this on the SAT, when I get into this college, when, then. It's a lie. The people that have the then are not happy. And yet we, like cats chasing their tail, just increase the speed of the when-then mentality. Paul says the answer is to break the power of this lie, and he gives us the practice. Be grateful. Be grateful. Be thankful. Put another way, develop the discipline of thanking God for what you do have instead of focusing on what you don't have. You understand that billions of dollars each year coming across the screen in every magazine ad are designed specifically to make you, what? Discontent. In other words, that set of clothes will make you, so I got to go get that. This food will make you. This drink will make you. This job will make you. This surgery will make you. This diet will make you. When then? When then? Paul says, human nature is we focus on what we don't have, don't have, don't have. He says, here's what I've learned. I habitually, relentlessly, obediently thank God moment for moment for what I do have. And this is not like a sort of a nice suggestion, you know, power of positive thinking. Jot down, if you will, 1 Thessalonians 5.